Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Chav Dalet, and we have 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Dalet Amid Aleph, Bein Lamanda Omar Shema Tomos, Bein Lamanda Omar Shema Tivrach. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema, Vishlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadi Ben Miriam Leia, and Moshe Abba Ben Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned, Le'iloi Nishmas Avram Ben Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're in the middle of a sugya. The Gemara and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph brought a machloikis Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. If somebody used a behema as the wall for his sukkah, is it a kosher sukkah or is it not a kosher sukkah? Rab Meir poisel for Rab Yehuda machshir. Rab Meir said it's not okay. Rab Yehuda said it's okay. Now the truth is, at first glance, it should be fine, because even though there are so many rules and regulations that govern what makes a sukkah kosher, almost all of them relate to the schach. So the schach has to be a dover shegidule min haaretz. The schach has to be a dover she'ena mekabel tomo. But the walls, as long as they're walls, that would be okay. As long as they're 10 tfachim tall and they're less than 20 amis tall, and you have three, the third one could be even a tefach, that would be fine. Stating that, Rav Meir says that you're not allowed to use a behema as a wall. And the Braisa continued and said, "Hoy Rav Meir oimer," because Rav Meir used to say, "Kol dover she'esh bei ruach chaim," anything that is alive, it has ruach chayim, ein oisa noisa. You can't use it, loy doifin l'sukkah, not as a wall for a sukkah, v'loy lechi, you can't use it for a lechi, for your mavoi she'enim a foolish, v'loy pasim l'birois, you can't use it for pasim birois, v'loy goylo l'kever, additionally, you can't use it as a goylo for a kever. And then the Braisa said, Mishum Rabbi Yosei Aglili Omru, it is said in the name of the Tana Rabbi Yosei Aglili, afin koisvan olav gitei noshim, that you're not allowed to write a get isha on top of a behema. But the point is, Rav Meir held that there are many things that you're not allowed to use Dova She'ish by Ruach Chaim for. One of them is a doifin l'sukkah, and that's Rav Meir Shita, that if you take a behema and you use it as a doifin for a sukkah, it's not going to be okay. And the Gemara brought a machloikis amayram, Abaye and Rav Zeira, why is it that you're not allowed to use a Dova She'ish by Ruach Chaim for a mechitza? Abaye said, we're worried Shema Thomas. There's a concern that maybe the animal's going to die. If the animal dies, it's not going to be a valid mechitza. So, for example, the wall of a sukkah has to be 10 tefachim. If the animal is alive, you may have your 10 tefachim, but once it dies, you may no longer have it. As a result, Gzeira Shema Tomos, Rav Meir said, you're not allowed to use a dovah she'esh by Ruach Chaim as a wall for a sukkah. Rav Zeira said, the concern is not Shema Tomos, but rather the concern is Shema Tivrach. We're simply afraid that the animal may run away. And the Gemara clarified that, of course, Abaye was also concerned, Gzeira Shema Tivrach. There's no question. Stating that, Abaye said that even when there's no concern, Shema Tivrach, there still would be a concern, Shema Thomas. Regardless, that was yesterday's stuff. Machloikis, Abaye and Rav Zeira, why is it, according to Rav Meir, that you're not allowed to use a Dova Sheyesh by Ruach Chaim as a doifin for a sukkah? According to Abaye, Shema Thomas. According to Rav Zeira, Shema Tivrach. Now, the truth is that this explanation that Rabbi and Rav Zeira gave for Shitas Rav Meir as to why you're not allowed to use a behemoth for a doifin of a sukkah would be true, l'chura, for the other things that Rav Meir said as well. Ein oisin loy doifin l'sukkah. Why? Shema Tama, Shema Tivrach. V'loy lechi l'mavoy. Why? Shema Tama, Shema Tivrach. V'loy pasin l'birois. Shema Tama, Shema Tivrach. V'loy goylo l'kever. And additionally, you wouldn't be able to use it as a goylo for a kemer. Shema Tama, Shema Tivrach. So the Gemara begins with a kasha. Bein l'manda amas Shema Tivrach. Say according to the mandama that says Shema Tivrach. And bein l'manda amas Shema Tomos. Meaning both according to Abaye and according to Rav Zeira. Midday Raisa Michitz Malia. What you're essentially saying is that Midday Raisa, this wall is a bona fide wall. Meaning there's no reason that Dava Sheish by Ruach Chaim is not a mechitza. It's just the Gzeira. Shema Tivrach, Shema Tomos. For Rabbanon who the gods are, but it's just the Rabbanon that made the Gzeira. El Mayadis, if that's the case, the Rameir to Tami Mishum Goyal. I don't understand why, according to Rameir said that a Dava Sheish by Ruach Chaim would not be Tomei Tumas Goyal. So again, what is Tumas Goyal? That means if somebody would use a Dova She'esh by Ruach Chaim as the covering for a coffin, it would not be Tomei. Ordinarily, the Goyal is Tomei. But a Dova She'esh by Ruach Chaim, Rameir said, would not be Tomei. Now, if the really a Dova She'esh by Ruach Chaim is a Mechitza, it's just a Gzeira Shema Tivrach Shema Tomos, then why is it that the Goyal is not Tomei? Now, how do you know Rav Meir holds the goyel is not tamei? Alama tanan, why are we learning a mishnah? Rav Yehuda matame mishum goyel of Rav Meir matar. Rav Meir said there's no tomas goyel. Now, the truth is the Gemara could have easily brought the brayso on chav gimel amud aleph, which said mefurish that Rav Meir holds there's no tomas goyel. We jump to a mishnah, but the point is that Rav Meir's shita of dova sheyesh beruach chayim not being okay to be used as a mechitza is true for doifin lesukkah. It's true for lechi. It's true for pasi birois. It's also true for goyel. And the Gemara's kash is that Abayin Rav Zeira's pshat works for Doifin Lasukka, it works for Lechi, it works for Pasi Biros, but it doesn't work for Goylo. Why not? So the Teretz is Pashit. It's because saying that you can use a Dava Sheyesh by Ruach Chaim as the wall of a Sukka is a Chumrah. Saying that you can use it as a Lechi or for Pasi Biros is a Chumrah. Ramea has a Chumrah. Midday Rites, it's a good Mechitza, but we're going to be Machmen Midday Rabbana. But to say that it's not Tommy Tumas Goylo, that's a Kula. You have no right to say that something that's a mechitza midairaisa should not be considered a mechitza lekula. So if Rav Meir's shita is that it's a mechitza, it's just a chumra. Gzeira shema tama shema tifrach. So when you're going lechumra, you understand the shita. But goyel, you're going lekula. So the Gemara says that this is such a compelling question. Elo amar Rav Acher ben Yaakov. So Rav Acher ben Yaakov was forced to say a whole nother pshat in Shitas Rav Meir. Meaning, after learning a whole daf and a half of Gemara to understand Rav Meir's shita, Shema Tama, Shema Tivrach, the Gemara falls off of it. Rav Acher ben Yaakov said, "Ksav Rav Meir, you want to know why Rav Meir holds you not allowed to use a dovah sheyesh beruach chaim as a wall of a sukkah or a lechi pasi birois or goyel for that matter? It's because Rav Meir has a shita kol mechitza shemedes beruach ain't a mechitza. Any mechitza whose existence is ruach is not considered a mechitza. In order for something to be considered a mechitza, what gives it its stamina, what gives it its physical mamashos, has to be something that you can feel. It has to be something tangible. It has to be bricks and mortar. However, a live animal, what gives it its ability to stand straight? It's the ruach, it's the geist that it has inside of it. That's a dover she'en by mamish, Rashi says. And because it's a dover she'en by mamish, something whose kiyum, it's whose existence is predicated on a dover she'en by mamish is not considered a mechitza. Ikeda amri, some say, amra vachar by Yaakov, ksav rameir, kol mechitza she'en asui b'dei odem ein mechitza. Different pshat. Pshat rameir is not because it is a dover she'oimedes beruach, but rather the issue is that it's eina asuya b'dei adam. An animal is not asuya b'dei adam, and because it's not man-made an animal, therefore it's not considered a mechitza. My benai, what's the nafkimita between the two pshatim? If pshat rameir is because it's a dover she'yesh beruach, or it's a dover she'eina asuya b'dei adam, it could be now. The Gemara says, what would be if somebody took a flask, he blew it up, so there's ear inside of it, and he used that to support the walls of a sukkah. If the issue that a mayor had was that when it's a live animal, it's a medes beruach, that's the problem here too. It's a medes beruach. It's not an animal, but it's a medes beruach. But according to Mandama that says that it's not a sui b'dei adam, an animal's not a sui b'dei adam, but this noy tafuach is a sui b'dei adam. The bottom line is, just to conclude the first portion of the daf, we had a whole lengthy discussion as to what pshat and Rameir that holds that you're not allowed to use an animal as a wool for a sukkah or for a lechi or for a pasi birois, shema tomu, shema tifrach. Rameir is chayish lamisa, he's not chayish lamisa. He got involved in the sugi of breira, ein breira, the first mishnah mesechtes yuma, very gishmak adaf. But after all that, the Gemara falls off of it. And the Gemara says, what is really pshat and Rameir? Rav Acher ben Yaakov said the pshat, do a tula shoynes of what Rav Acher ben Yaakov said, with a nafgamina. Either Rameir holds that a dover, that's a medes beruach, interesting svara, ena mechitza, or his shita was that a mechitza has to be asuya bidei adam, similar to Rabbi Yehuda's shita in the beginning of the parak, that an oil has to be asuya bidei adam. So there's a similar concept that a mechitza Rav Meir holds has to be asuya bidei adam, and if it's not asuya bidei adam, it's not going to be okay. Zok de Gemara Vaitas. Again, referring back to the braisa that discussed the machloikis between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you're allowed to use an animal as a wolf or a sukkah or not. So Rav Meir had his whole list of things that you can use animals for. Amar Mar, we mentioned in that braisa, Meshum Rabbi Yosi Aglili Amru, it was said in the name of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Af ein kois min olav getei nashim. You're not allowed to write a get isha on an animal. So if a man wants to divorce his wife, he can't take an animal, write the get to Edim, Edichsime, Edim Asira, Befanai Nechtav, and take that animal and give it to his wife. That's not something he's allowed to do. So Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Yosi Aglili. What's Pshat and Rabbi Yosi Aglili? Meaning, Rav Meir, we finally figured out. It's related to Hilchas Mechitzos. Mechitza has to be Asui B'dei Adam. Mechitza has to be a Medes, but not Beruach. So in the world of Mechitzos, you can understand Shitas Rav Meir. But here we're dealing with a Get Isha. All you have to do is write it on something, an animal or something. What would be the issue? So the Gemara says, the Tanya, it's really Mefurish and a Braisa. It says in the Torah,
regarding get isha. V'kosav lo sefer krisos v'nasam v'yada v'shulchami beisai. Those 7-8 words is the backdrop for the entire Masechtas Gittin. So the Torah, when it describes a get, says v'kosav lo, man that wants to divorce his wife, shall write for her a sefer krisos v'nasam v'yada, he should give it to her v'shulchami beisai, and that will be the divorce. Says the Braisa sefer, it says in the Torah sefer, and the yellow sefer, I would think it has to be written on a cloth, like a sefer. I mean, I the rabbis called up, how do you know you don't have to write on a sefer? So what's the drasha? Rashi says, the matzi l'michta v'nasam b'yada sefer krisis. The words v'kasav la are extra. The Torah never had to say the words v'kasav la. Now when you learn Masechtas Gittin, you do a double take. Torah didn't have to say v'kasav la. There's so many halachas we learn from v'kasav la. K'siva l'shma. This is Gittin 101. But that's what the Braisa says. The Torah didn't have to say the word v'kasav la. Why did it say v'kasav la? The rabbis, that you don't have to write a dafka on a sefer. You can write it anywhere. Im came out on a limit sefer. So why did the Torah say sefer? If v'kasav la teaches me, you can write it anywhere. So why would the Torah say sefer? Lo imelcha to teach me. Mas sefer dovash eim beruachayim ve'inu yoichol. Just like a sefer. It's a dovash eim beruachayim. It's not a live thing. And it's not food. You don't eat parchment. So too, anything that you want to write again on, you have to make sure it checks off those two boxes. It has to be a davar she'im beruachayim, and you have to make sure it's not an oichel. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Lili knows halacha, that you can't write again on a davar she'yesh beruachayim, because we learn from Sefer that it has to be a davar she'im beruachayim. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan who argue with Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, why don't they darshan from the word v'kosav law sefer, that has to be similar to a sefer that you can't write in on a davar sheyesh beruachayim, says the Gemara, the Rabbanan darshan differently, because they said ikasa bisefer. What had it said v'kasa bisefer? Because the Gemara, I would agree that it has to be similar to a sefer. But hashad dechsev sefer doesn't say bisefer; it says sefer. That base makes the whole difference. Lesfiras dvarim ba'alma hudasa. The Torah is not saying v'kasa bisefer, as if write it in a sefer Torah. Oh, it doesn't have to be a sefer Torah, but it has to be similar to a cloth, which is what you write. No, it says because of sefer, tell a story. Sfiras dvarim ba'alma. Who cares where you write it? As long as you write sfiras dvarim ba'alma, that's going to be okay. So the Gemara of Rabbanan, hi v'kasa ma'idar shavi. What did the Rabbanan do with the word v'kasa? I mean, Bishlam Rabbi Yisrael Glili, sefer, you would have thought means cloth. I need v'kasa to teach me lav dafka cloth, even something that's only similar to a cloth. But according to Rabbanan, there's no hav amin a cloth, because it doesn't say bisefer, it says sefer. It just means sfiras dvarim ba'alma. So I don't need v'kasa lafuke anything. So why did the Torah write the word v'kasa? So the Gemara says, ahumi baru, let's come into teach me halacha b'ksiva miskareshes v'in miskareshes b'kasev. That if a man wants to divorce his wife, he has to do it b'shtar. You have to write on a piece of paper, this is your divorce. You can't just give her money. What would be the havamini? You should be able to give money. So I would have thought, we have a hekish that permeates Seder Nashim. A hekish that compares marriage to divorce. So you could have argued, mahavaya b'kasev, just like isha niknes b'kasev sharabia. So one of the ways to get married is through kasev. Kicha kicha mistay afrin, af yitzia b'kasev. So you would have thought maybe you can get divorced through kasev as well. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush, that v'kasev lo, it has to be dafka al yedei ksiva, there's no other way to get divorced. Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, hi svarmi noli. How does Rabbi Yitzchak Lili know that the only way you can get divorced is through ksiva? Bishlami the Rabbanan, that's why the Torah have a kasav la. But according to Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, the Torah have a kasav la to teach me you don't have to write dafke in a sefer. So I don't have a kasav la extra to teach me la fuke. Is the hekesh between Avaya and Yetzias a head, and you know that you can't get divorced with Kesef? So the Gemara says, mi sefer krisos nafkale. They know it from sefer krisos. Rashi says, it says the word krisos next to sefer. V'kasav lo sefer krisos, as if to say that sefer karsa, a sefer has to pull it off. Ein davar achar karsa, there's no other way to have the krisos. V'idach, what are the Rabbanan do with sefer krisos? They use v'kasav lo to teach me b'ksiva miskareshes v'im miskareshes b'kasav. I don't need sefer karsa to teach me that it's the sefer that doesn't. So what do they do with sefer krisos? Ahumi barile ledover akoyres b'inola b'inot. To teach me different halacha. That the sefer has to be krisos. It has to completely sever the relationship between the husband and the wife. What does that mean? Kedetanya? We'll illustrate it with a price. If somebody gives his wife a get, and he gives it to her alatanai, which you could do. You can divorce a wife a la tanai. But if the tanai is that I'm giving you a get, however, the get is conditional on the fact that you will never go back to your parents' house, or you're never going to drink wine. The halacha is ein zeh krisos. It's not a get. Why? Because a get has to sever the relationship. This woman, even though she's not married to her husband, but she's still haunted, right? She's still bound by him, because at the same time, she can't drink wine, she can't go back to her parents' house, because if she does, it's going to unwind the get. So the point is that that's a problem, And when the Torah says krisos, it means it has to be a complete severing of ties. Says the Gemara, kol shloishim yayim, the Brayer says, if however a man would make such a tenai but limit it to 30 days, I raise a krisos, then it would be okay. But the bottom line is, you want to know what Rabbi Yosi Aglili does with the words sefer krisos? That's what he learns it from. The iduch, what does the other Tana do? Mikaris krisos nafka, you can learn both sefer karsa and this halach as well, because the Torah could have said sefer kares. Why krisos? To teach me two halachas. The iduch, karis krisos le darshi. The other Tanam didn't darshin karis krisos. Bottom line is, we have Rameir Shita. The Rameir says that a dovah sheish by ruach chayim can't be used as a mechitza, not as a wall of a sukkah, not as a lechi, not for pasi birois, but that's mechitza related, because a mechitza that's a medes beruach is not a mechitza, or a mechitza that's not a sui b'deyadim is not a mechitza. Rabbi Yosi Aglili had a whole different halacha. He said, on the topic of using animals, you also can't write a get. Nothing to do with what we're learning, nothing to do with Masechta Sukkah, nothing to do with Mechitzes, nothing to do with any of the sugyas that we mentioned earlier. It's just simply because he holds that when it says in the Torah, V'kosav lo sefer, on some level, it has to be similar to a sefer. And there was a fundamental argument that the Tanoim had to understand the word sefer. According to B'yesa Aglili, it's Miloshin sefer. In fact, there's even a havamin, it should have to be on a cloth. According to Chacham, sefer just means spheres dvar ma'am. Tell a story. Rather write it. But there's no halach of where on how and why the story is meant to be told. Says the Mishnah Vayter. If somebody makes a sukkah between trees, and the trees are its walls, kshera, it's going to be kosher. So in the previous Mishnah, we discuss someone that's oisa sukkah b'roish ha'ilon. And that was a problem. It's kshera, but at the same time, ve'en oivim labiyantiv. And the reason it's a problem is because there, the sukkah is physically in the trees. So you have a tree house, you have a tree sukkah. Rashi explained that the floor of the sukkah was the tree. So over there, there's a real issue, because when you walk into that sukkah, you're being mishtamish b'ilon. And that's not something that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. It's not something that you're allowed to do on Yontif. In our Mishnah, you did something else. In our Mishnah, you're not using the tree as the floor. This is not a tree house. You're in the forest, you're in the vald, you're surrounded by trees, and you're using the trees as the walls for a sukkah. So that's the Mishnah. There's no reason you can't do that. Amar Rav Acher bar Yaakov. Kol mechitza she'en yechoy lalamid beruach metzuya, ein mechitza. Any mechitza that can't withstand a regular wind is not a mechitza. Now, what does this mean? A very important Rashi for Pashup Shad in the entire Gemara. First Rashi in the Gemara. She'en yechoy lalamid beruach metzuya, she'haruach meilicha umaviyah. If the walls are such that the wind shakes it, it just wavers in the wind. It's just going to go this way and that way. So the halach is that that's not going to be okay. So the walls of your sukkah are not allowed to shakel. The lulav is supposed to shakel. But the walls of the sukkah are not allowed to shakel. Kol mechitza she'eini yechoy lalamid beruach metzuya. If somebody builds a sukkah and he uses trees as the walls of his sukkah, it's going to be kosher. Because of the asi, the trees, when it's windy, are going to go back and forth. Again, the trees are not going to fall down, but for sure they're going to be melicho mevia. They're going to go this way and that way. I thought Rabbi Acher bar Yaakov said that that's not okay. So Mar says, "Hachav mayaskinim bekashin." It's talking about kashin. Rashi says, "Ilonei zekeinim v'avin." These were old, thick trees. These trees are not going anywhere. Even a wind is not going to be able to get it to move. That's why it's going to be okay. Vikonoyfe. What about the branches? The branches are going to shakel. The avalei behutza v'dafna. It's talking about where you took the branches and you tied them down in a way where the wind isn't going to have any impact on. Ihachi ma'ilo members. What's the chiddush? So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Why would you think that a tree can't be the wall of a sukkah? No halachas that govern walls of a sukkah. Height, yeah, whatever, the size, but the terms of the material of the walls, it could be anything. So what's the hamamina? So the Gemara says, now the team, I would have thought, you would have thought that maybe you're going to end up using the tree. Rashi says you'll put kalim on top of it. That's not something you're allowed to do. You're not allowed to be mishnamish b'ilon. So if the walls of my sukkah for 7 days, one of them is yontif, maybe you have a Shabbos as well, are going to be something that I'm not allowed to be mishnamish with, so you would have thought it's not okay. Kamashmul, that's the chiddush. Now we're not worried you're going to be mishnamish b'ilon, and this sukkah is going to be a kosher sukkah. Zok de gemara tashma. So this is a tashma referring to what Rav Acher bar Yaakov said. Rav Acher bar Yaakov said, kol mechitza she'en yichay lalamid beruach metzuya ein mechitza. And again, important Rashi, what does that mean? Shehruach meilicho mevia. If there's a mechitza that the ruach is meilicho mevi, the halach is it's not a good mechitza. So the Gemara is going to try to prove or disprove what Rav Acher bar Yaakov said. The first attempt at proving or disproving Rav Acher bar Yaakov was our Mishnah. That's why we're discussing it here in Masechta Sukkah. But the Gemara is now going to bring a raya from different places in Shas. Oyesham Ilan Oy geder, oy mechitzas hakon. If somebody had a tree, or he had a fence, or he had just a lot of reeds, nida mishum deyumid. You're allowed to use it for your deyumid. So the context is the halach of pasi birois of second perik in Masechtas Erev and Fame. We've seen it a few times already here in Masechtas Sukkah. We saw it earlier in the daf. But the point is that there was a special kula that the Chachamim made for the Oile Regalim. And the Oile Regalim would travel with their animals, so they would pass wells sometimes on Shabbos, and they had the animals needed to drink from the wells. The problem is the wells have a din of a Rishus HaYachid. The area surrounding it could be a Carmelis, it could be a Rishus HaRav. You're not allowed to take water from the Rishus HaYachid to outside the Rishus HaYachid. So the Chum made a big kula. They said if you take four double posts and you put it within a certain perimeter around the well, that allows that entire inner part to now be one big Rishus HaYachid, and the Lachins that you're allowed. So the Bryce is discussing what is considered bona fide double posts for the purpose of Pasei Birois. So one of the things you're allowed to use is a tree. I don't understand how you're allowed to use a tree. A tree is a mechitza she'enu yechayla lami b'ruach metzuya. Because if a wind comes, it's going to be moilach u'mevi. So how are you allowed to use it? Now that's poshet, that these diyumdin that we use for Pasei Birois had to be a mechitza. Just like in Sukkah we need mechitzas, when you learn Pasei Birois, those diyumdin also have to be mechitza. So if Rav Acher ben Yaakov is right, that kol mechitza she'enu yechayla lami b'ruach metzuya, ain't a mechitza. So why is it okay to use a tree as diyumdin? So the Gemara says, hasam nami, you'll say the same teretz like we said to explain our Mishnah, b'shem da'avad le'behutz of a dafne. It's talking about where can you tied it together. Because you tied it together, the wind has no impact on it. That's why it's going to be okay. Toshma, another raya. Ilan ha-mesach ala-aretz. If you have a tree, and this tree was mesach ala-aretz. This is a Mishnah Masechtas Erevin. The case is where you have a tree, and the top of the tree is hunched over. And it covers an area. Meaning it's possible to be under the tree. The tree had a lot of height. It's hunched over to the point that the top of the tree is actually hanging over very, very close to the ground. So if you're inside that area, in theory, in halacha, you can make that area work as a Rishus HaYachid. And again, just the chazer, what makes something a Rishus HaYachid? So if the area is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, it has mechitzas, 3 mechitzas that are 10 tefachim tall, the area is a Rishus HaYachid. So we're trying to make this tree, the area underneath it, into a Rishus HaYachid. Ilan Mesach HaLoretz. Amein Noifeg Gavayim Min Arsh Leishat Tvachim. If the branches are within 3 Tvachim from the ground, Metalton Tachtav, you let it carry. Because the area is considered to be surrounded by mechitzas. Even that one part of the tree that doesn't go all the way down to the ground, as long as it's within 3 Tvachim, Lavud, it's closed off. So you're considered to be in a Rishus HaYachid. What's the Kasha? Mai Hakaz of Asi. This whole Mishnah should be a problem on arrival. Because what's the Havamin? You can use a tree, again, as mechitzis. I thought of Acher Yaakov said, kol mechitza, she'enu yechayla lamed b'ruach metzuya en mechitza, which means, if the wind is going to have any ashpa on the mechitza, it's a problem. There's no question, when wind comes, this tree's going to move around a little bit. Zokti Gemara, the same teretz, asam nami davle behutz of a dafna. It's talking about, where you tie the tree down in a way where it could be windy, nothing's going to happen. Ihachi. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, netalta bekule, you should be able to carry in that entire tree. Okay, who said not? Alam amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. Why did Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua said, in metalta by ela beis asayim, that you're only allowed to carry within an area of beis asayim? So this is an Erevin concept that says that if you have an area that's surrounded by mechitzas, if there's something inferior about the mechitzas, even if you're allowed to carry, but you're limited in terms of how far you're allowed to carry. And that limitation was beis asayim. Sugis of Karfif, but the point is, you're only allowed to carry up until Beis HaZayim. Now, the halacha is, you're only allowed to carry underneath this tree up until Beis HaZayim. The Gemara's kasha is, why? If it's tied down, this tree, then it's a regular mechitza. Elamai, it's not tied down. But then, if it's not tied down, you shouldn't be able to carry at all. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, no, really, it's talking about where it's tied down. And that's why there's no problem with mechitzas. Because if it wasn't tied down, it's a mechitza sheni chayl lamid baruch metzuya would be a problem. If it is tied down, why do you have a limit in terms of how much you're allowed to carry? Mishum dahavi dira shetashmisha la'aver. V'chal dira shetashmisha la'aver in betalton lay elos asayim. What's inferior here is something else, not the mechitza. Mechitza is tied, mechitza is perfect. Mechitza is mahajrin ben benoisha mahajrin. The issue is something else. The issue is this dira, the area underneath the tree. Who's staying underneath the tree? No one's living there. No one's there because this is just such a comfortable abode. What a nice place to spend an afternoon. That's not why you're there. You're there, presumably Rashi says, because you have a job to do. Your job is to watch a field. And sometimes the elements can get in the way of you being able to do your job in a comfortable way. It gets hot. It can get really cold, it can rain. So you sometimes look for shelter and you can use that as shelter. But you don't want the area underneath the tree for the area underneath the tree. You really want it for the area that's outside the tree. I mean, because I'm looking and I'm gazing, I'm watching the area outside the tree. I just need a place to hide out a little bit. So that's where I am. But being that the area that I have is Tashmish al-Aver, its main function is really to facilitate what's outside of that area. That's what makes it inferior. And Hilchas Erev and Hilchas Mechitza is this is a Svara, and that's why you're limited to Beis Hasayim. But you're not limited to Beis Hasayim because of any issue with the Mechitza per se. It's the Dira. It's the fundamental purpose of the Dira that's a little bit b'diavad. Zok the Gemara Toshma, one final riot where Rav Acha B'Yaakov said, again, Rav Acha B'Yaakov said that if you have a Mechitza, that's Eino Yecholo Lamoid Mipnei Ruach Mitzuya, Eino Mechitza, which means if the wind is going to have any impact on it, that's a problem. Frik the Gemara, from another Mishnah, in Mesechtes Erevin, and this is discussing Napase Birois, it's not discussing the halacha of Beis Hasayim and Mechitzos, but rather this is discussing a Ruvet Tchumen. So what's Ruvet Tchumen? Every single person on Shabbos has his Tchum that he's allowed to spatzir in, but you're not allowed to walk outside your Tchum. So what's your tchum? If I'm in a city, my tchum is the outer limits of the city plus 2,000 amis beyond the city l'chol ruach. If I'm out in a field somewhere, I'm in the wald, so my tchum then becomes any area that I'm in, my house, or if I'm in an area that's surrounded by mechitzas, and I have, again, 2,000 amis l'chol ruach. Shavas betels. On that note, says the Mishnah, if somebody spent Shabbos on top of a mound, shehu gavaya asara, it's 10 fachim tall, and it's anywhere from 4 amis to 2 sa. Or if somebody spent Shabbos inside a cleft, it's 10 tfachim deep. It's what we need. Or if you had an area that was surrounded by cut up grains, that whole area is considered a makim shvisa, and you're allowed to walk through that entire area on Shabbos. Not just that, you can also go outside with alpayimam. Meaning, it's considered an area that's surrounded by mechitzas, and it's my place, my residence for Shabbos, as it relates to the laws of Tchumen. The point is, it's possible for a person's makam shvis on Shabbos to be an area that's surrounded by grain, by shibolim. Fake the Gemara, the same question. The wind is going to come, these grains are going to go flying all over the place. So why is it okay? Isn't this a kashya of Acha B'Yaakov? The Gemara says, no. Hasam namid avalei b'chutz v'dafna. It's talking about when you tied it down, and because you tied it down, therefore it's not going to be an issue. So what was the topic of the second part of the daf? It was Rav Acha B'Yaakov's halacha, and that is kol mechitza. If you have a mechitza, and wind is going to start shaking it this way and that way, that is a problem. Why are we discussing it now? Because the Mishnah said you're allowed to use the walls of a tree as a sukkah, or a tree as the walls of a sukkah. L'chura, isn't it something that's going to be mushba by wind? It should be a problem. And the Gemara ultimately said that you have to say, hacha b'mayaskina, where you tied it down in a way, or it's an older tree, where that's not going to be an issue. Once we mention Rav Acha B'Yaakov, so the Gemara already shtelled it to other areas where you see you can use trees. A tree would seem to be your classic example, your prototype of a mechitza that is something that will be influenced by a ruach metzuya, and there's many sugyas where you can use trees as mechitzas. You find it in Pasi Birois, you find it in the sugyas of Erev, Eruv Etachumen, but the Gemara said, at the end of the day, it being that if you tie the tree down, it won't be influenced anymore by the ruach metzuya, so any kasha that you may have for a Vachar B'Yaakov, you could always go to that same answer, Hutzah V'Dafni gets you out of all these questions.